This is Davin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. It used to be going out to the movies was a distinctly American pastime, but movie theater attendance is down to a 19-year low, according to the Motion Picture Association of America. In the mountains of Western North Carolina, however, that hasn't been the case. With the advent of online streaming services like Netflix and Amazon Prime, more and more people are staying at home to catch the latest blockbuster. Yet business is good for many theaters throughout the mountains, albeit hard-earned.
So far, so good. I mean, this business is kind of has its up and downs.
That's Abby Steele, owner-operator of Co-Ed Cinema in Brevard.
It's a bit of a roller coaster, honestly, but I think one of the reasons people really like coming here is because we're back to basics theater experience. We keep everything about the movie. Our popcorn is fantastic, all the way, I have to say.
At just 21 years old, Steele is among the youngest theater owners in the region, with only 4 years in the game. She says it's challenging to remain profitable in the theater business. And like her fellow theater owners, Steele says the trick to running a cinema in a small mountain town is really twofold. First, catering to a highly selective local market is essential. And second, taking advantage of blockbusters is a must, especially during the region's lucrative tourist season.
Brevard is good. Brevard is a very odd market. Brevard is very much senior-oriented, pretty much year-round. It's a very fickle market as well, so it's hard to plan around. Sometimes we think we've got something that's like the perfect movie and all of that, so sometimes it's just kind of rolling the dice.
Theaters in neighboring counties also try to roll the dice as little as possible. Unless it's a highly anticipated release with lots of studio backing, like the upcoming remake of Stephen King's It, small-town audiences can safely bet their local cinemas will have plenty of comedies, but not many horror films. Just ask David Parlier, owner of Ruby Cinemas in Franklin.
No questions asked. Family movies, animated movies, I have a huge market for that. Over time, I have pushed with some of the smaller movies, rated R movies, and we are starting to make a little bit of headway on there, but by far, family movies, and then followed by probably older family-type action movies, you know, your Marvel, Star Wars.
Parlier's been in the theater business for about 20 years. He says while streaming services do present theaters like his with additional challenges, part of the reason cinemas do so well in the mountains is, well, there's just less to do.
There's less competition when you decide, hey, we want to leave the house tonight. What do we want to do? And so I do, a small town movie theater sometimes does have that advantage.
As a result, area theaters rely on a strong core of regular return customers and a close relationship with the community they operate in. Despite steady ticket sales, mountain theaters do find themselves trying out new things to stay ahead of the digital competition. Ruby Cinemas recently began a partnership with the town of Franklin to hold a free outdoor family movie night once a month at Town Hall. And Co-Ed Cinema in Brevard will offer a free holiday film showing once a week during the months of October and December. But as they say in the industry, that's showbiz. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.